The eight papyri, uppermost in this case, provide a unique glimpse into the life of a middle-class Egyptian family of the early Middle Kingdom. Four of them are letters, the large papyrus in the middle, the two smaller ones to its right, and the large papyrus at the lower right, and the rest of them are accounts. They were written in hieratic, the handwritten form of hieroglyphs, by and for a priest named Hekenacht, who served the mortuary cult of an official's tomb in Thebes, probably during the first decade of the reign of Senwasrit I. The papyri, along with some scribal equipment, were stored in an adjacent, unused tomb. When this tomb was used for a burial, apparently during Hekenacht's absence, the documents were sealed inside. As a result, the letters were never sent, and the papyri remained undisturbed until their discovery by an expedition of the Metropolitan Museum of Art in 1921. The letters were intended for delivery to Hekenacht's home in the north, probably near Memphis or the Fayum, and were written within a few days of one another in response to news brought by one of his employees. At the time of writing, in May or June, the grain harvest in Hekenacht's fields had just ended, with a yield that was lower than normal as the result of a low inundation the previous year. Grain, particularly barley, was the preferred medium of exchange, so Hekenacht was faced with the need to stretch his resources over the year ahead until the next harvest, anticipating the possibility that another low inundation in the coming summer would produce an equally poor harvest. His letters concern the three options open to him: reducing his household's monthly salaries, which were paid in barley, collecting grain debts owed him, and renting more land to farm. Letter 1, on the lower right, was written to one of Hekenacht's overseers and contains instructions for leasing additional fields for the coming agricultural season. In letter 2, the large papyrus in the middle, Hekenacht first addresses his household as a whole, detailing the salary reduction for each individual. Then he speaks to two of his overseers with instructions for the distribution of the salaries and an addendum on the leasing of farmland. Both of the letters also deal with domestic disputes, particularly the treatment of Hekenacht's wife, who was apparently an unwelcome newcomer to the family. Letter 3, second from right, is addressed to a high official in a village near Hekenacht's home, asking him to assist the two men who will negotiate for new land leases by facilitating their collection of grain debts that were owed to Hekenacht. The debts themselves are further specified in Hekenacht's accounts. The language of letters 1 and 2 is close to Hekenacht's own dialect of Egyptian and were probably written by Hekenacht himself. Letter 3 is more formal in tone and was written for Hekenacht by another scribe in the standard literary dialect of the time. Letter 4, which is the third from the right, is from a woman to her mother and was meant to be delivered by Hekenacht's messenger on his way back home. To hear more about the letters, press the green play button.